tuned in to Psychic View with Mona Van Joseph. This entertaining and interactive program is brought to you weekly on this station. If you have tuned in on Sunday between 9 a.m. and 10 a.m. Pacific Time, she's available to answer your specific question live on her program. To speak with Mona, please unblock your phone number, focus on your question, and dial 347-850-1494. That's 347-850-1494. Mona does her best to get to as many callers as time permits during the broadcast. Since 2002, Mona holds the privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. She's the creator of the Dice Wisdom app for both iPhone and Android. Just $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Find out more by going to mona.vegas. Now, from the entertainment capital of the world, Psychic View, with your personal intuitive, Mona Van Joseph.
Welcome, everybody. Happy Sunday. So my husband and I recently watched a movie with Nicolas Cage called Next, and it's about this guy that's a magician in Vegas. It's a story about a guy who's a magician in Vegas, and he can see 2 minutes into the future, but just 2 minutes into the future. And there's a quote from the movie that I absolutely love and totally believe in, and here's the quote. Here's the thing about the future. Every time you look at it, it changes because you looked at it, and that changes everything else. So when people ask me about predicting the future, I tell them that I'm a psychic, not a fortune teller. And the reason I say that is I'm likely to see what's about to happen. But if you're standing on a corner and a street sign, you know, walks, you know, one of those old street signs gets right in your path, and you change direction because you saw the street sign. Well, that's what a psychic is supposed to do. A psychic is supposed to alert you to what is possible and about to happen. And then once you know it, you change it. So I've had people from time to time call me up and go, what you say didn't happen. Well, that's because your attitude or energy toward it changed as soon as I told you it was about to happen. Okay? Like when I tell people, be careful, especially ladies that come to me, I'll say, be careful, you're very fertile. There could be an accidental pregnancy. Now, sometimes when I say that, they're already pregnant. Sometimes they go, oh, no, I don't want to be pregnant. And so they do extra things to prevent the pregnancy. So I'm telling you all of this because that quote is probably one of the most accurate sentences I've ever heard in my whole life. So I just want to tell you, I tweeted it. And by the way, following me on Twitter, The Mystic Mona, I have two, and I also have Psychic View. So The Mystic Mona and Psychic View are my Twitter handles, and I'm usually announcing stuff and following things and quoting some cool stuff. But I'm the one that actually does my own tweets, so I don't have an agency that I hire or anything like that. I do my own tweets, so there's a little FYI that way. So, and then every now and then, I get somebody that calls me, and they really, really have a question that they need to ask. And so what I do is I let them know that they can call my radio program and ask their question. So I have a gentleman here that has done that. So I'm going to get him on the air. All right. Hello, 702. Hi, who's this?
My name is Breitner Perez.
Hey, Breitner, what's your question for me?
My question is I'm currently separated from my wife from two weeks, and I was wondering if we're going to get back together.
Okay, let me clear the cards for you right now. Hang on. And I'm drawing five cards to answer your question. Sometimes other more important things come up here. Okay, so it says here that you owe her an apology. Have you apologized?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Because here's the thing, is that right now she's in the energy of being mad. She's upset still. The thing is that according to the cards, though, the ending card is the two of you coming to a mutual agreement. Now, I have a suggestion for you that might move this along. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The suggestion would be that you recommend the two of you go to counseling. Because
okay.
You're both stubborn in your own way, but what I'm seeing here is there's a lot of genuine love here. There's a lot of genuine love. And it's saying that these first 3 weeks of you guys being broken up are the hardest. So since it's only been a couple weeks, it's saying that the two of you get to a point where you're talking again within the next 2 to 3 weeks. So the way to do this is that you've already apologized. So now what you do is you send her a text and say, you know, I'm willing to go to therapy. I'm willing to go to counseling because you mean that much to me. You guys, according to this, you guys are supposed to be together. You're supposed to be together. And I don't know which one of you is more stubborn here, but somebody has to actually say, I love you. I will do whatever it takes to make this right.
She's the stubborn one.
Okay, bless her little heart. I love that. But what I'm telling you is that when she's, because she's still deciding. So when she tells her mom or her friends that you're willing to go to therapy, you're willing to go to counseling, that you'll do whatever it takes to work this out, then they're going to support your side. Do you see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, but it says here that this is the vibration of you. You can't do it the hard way anymore, and you yourself can't be stubborn. But what you do is you're surrendering to the process of the two of you getting back together. That's literally what your cards are saying. And it says don't delay it. Send that text as soon as we hang up. Say, you know, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make this right with you, and I'm willing to go to counseling.
Okay.
Okay, now when you say that, she's going to go, oh, my God, he really does care. And give her
Well, we had a conversation yesterday, and I asked her where we were at. You know, I apologized a week ago.
Right.
But she says she needs right now. She needs a space and a little bit more time to think. So
yeah,
I
agree with that.
You know, that's where we're at now. She says she's still not. She doesn't know what she wants to do yet.
Well, this says you get back together, so give her the space.
And how long of a time period, or it doesn't say anything about
well,
that?
Well, it's saying that everything starts to move forward again for the two of you in the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
So I don't think it gets to the point where this is a standoff where you end up not talking for 6 months and it gets weird. Because what I'm thinking is that in about three, you might even after we're done talking, just send her a text and say, you know, I'm going to give you the space you need. And by the way, if you would like to go to therapy or counseling, I'm willing to do that.
Okay.
That's what you send in a text. You can have all the space you need. I love you. This is how you say it. You can have all the space you need. I love you. And if you want to go to therapy, I'm willing to go.
Okay.
Okay. Now, in other words, that really says I'm ready to do whatever it takes to make this right. And that's all you need to say to let her have her space. And then let her have her space. Don't text her. Don't send her, you know, flower emojis. Just let her have her space. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. See ya.
Thank you.
Okay, bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the let's go to another 702 area code. Hello, 702. Who's this?
Hello?
Hi, it's Mona. Who's this?
Hi, this is Mariana Pacheco. How are you?
Oh, hey, how are you? What's your question for me today?
All right. I'm just wondering, how it's going to be the love line, my love line in the future.
Okay, so you just want to give you a general overview of what I see in your love life, or is there a specific person you want me to address?
Yeah, it's a specific person. I don't know if I'm going to end up with this person or not. Right now, we're not, I guess, sentimentally together. I want to know if I'm going to end up with him or not, or I'm just wasting my time.
Okay, so I want to tell you, you know, you're calling me, and I'm going to give you the honest answer of what I'm seeing here in the cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that you two didn't have a connection because you did. And I'm using the past tense here for a second because there's not only you in his life that he's interested in. There's more than one woman here. And so even though when the two of you had that time together and it felt intimate and real and authentic and everything that you thought it was going to be, okay, he's having that same experience with, this says, two other women. So to answer your question, and by the way, whenever the majority of the cards come reversed as opposed to upright and someone's asked me a yes or no question, I always go with the answer no, that I don't think the two of you end up back together, at least right now in this vibration. However, what it's saying is that the card that is this incredibly powerful, amazing card in your reading is talking about all these blessings falling on you, that if you take off the rose-colored glasses that have this guy's name on it, if you just take those glasses off and start looking around at the men that are trying to get your attention, what it's saying here is that you end up with a man that's better than you think this other man is.
The thing is that, yeah, he's my ex, and I was with him for like 15 years.
Right.
We broke up for 3 years. He went to New York. I lived in Las Vegas. He got pregnant. This girl got pregnant.
Oh, you mean the other? Wait, the other gal he was with got pregnant.
Yeah, another girl from New York. He got a girl pregnant in New York.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, and he's saying that it was only one night stand, that he does not love her, that he was not, she was not his girlfriend or anything, that he really loves me, and that the baby girl was a mistake, but he's gonna take care of it. He's gonna be a father figure, and responsible. There you go. And so he came back in Las Vegas. He's staying at my house. But he came so aggressive, saying, you're negative, you're the worst person ever, I love you, but I'm never going to be with you.
Okay, so what if, let me just give you a different way of looking at this, okay? What if the universe sent him back to you to show you once and for all that he's not the one?
Oh, my God.
What if that's what happened? Because what I'm getting here is that this woman that he's hooked up with in New York kind of has him by the short hairs. And, you know, he came to you thinking that it would all be spirals and butterflies when he came to you, but you're trying to hold him responsible and have him make a commitment. Well, he's in a place right now where he's got you, which whether he really wants to be with you or not, and the other chick that's on the other side that basically tricked him into supporting her. He's in this really bad space right now, and I'm not justifying his behavior at all. He shouldn't be treating you like you're the cause of his issues, but what's going on here is that he just doesn't have a place to direct his upsetness. You see what I mean? So
yeah, he's super angry and calling.
Okay, so what this is saying is that I'd rather him not be around you because he's causing you pain. So what you can do is when he says, if he's saying to you that you're the source of his negativity, then say, well, I think then it's time that you leave. But he can go to one of those weekly places, or he can stay at a very inexpensive motel or hotel in the meantime. But the thing is that if he's not nice to his hostess, at the very least, he's not even treating you with the courtesy of how he would treat a stranger.
Saying that this house, this condo is his, that he paid for it, all the furniture, and he's like, you're nobody, you're worthless, and all that. I love you, but I'm never going to be with you. And I don't understand. We go to the movies, we have a good time. Sometimes he hugs me, he kisses me like on the cheek and all that, but no, I mean, not sexually or anything. But we have a good time sometimes. But he has no drug date.
I actually think that the universe is showing you what you don't want in a relationship. Because when you really, really seriously think about it, there are more uncomfortable times with him, especially lately, than there are joyful times with him. And the only reason why you guys get along when you go to the movies is you're not talking to each other. You're watching the frickin' movie.
Yeah, that's
right?
True. And there's another
okay.
guy that he wants to be with me, but I don't know. Oh, my God.
So here's what you do is you just say, you know, look, you do what you need to do, but you're right. We're not supposed to be together. Just say it. You're right. We're not supposed to be together. Now, that's going to blow his mind because suddenly all the pressure's off that you're not trying to plan your future with him in it. Because according to what I'm seeing, gal pal, there's a much better, amazing man right here on the horizon as soon as you decide that the dude that is actually kind of being a bit of a dick to you isn't supposed to be part of your future. He's more stress-causing than he is joy-inspiring.
Yeah, and he's saying, I mean, we've been together since I was 15 years old, and we're 15 years already, and he's saying that all, like, everything that I never helped him in the future for 15 years, everything went down because I always dragged him down. I never, like, support him on anything. That's why I basically I'm still on a hole, and I'm still poor.
Okay, sweetie, I'm trying to tell you is that you can't look at him as your source for the future. That's what I'm getting. So when and the funny thing is that he uses money to keep
yep.
you in line. And all I'm trying to tell you is that there are other resources and blessings out there for you as soon as you decide. And I got to let you go because it's only supposed to be one question, and I spent way more time than I usually spend with you. And if you want to book a session, I'd be delighted to book that with you. But I'm telling you, what your specific question is this man part of your future? My answer is I think the universe is showing you what you don't want in a relationship. And because it happened at such a young age, you think this is normal.
Yeah.
All right, gal pal. Thanks for the call.
Thank
See you,
you
later.
So much. Thank
okay.
You.
All right.
Thank
bye.
You.
All right. I've got somebody here from the, I'm going to go the 202 area code. Hello, 202. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jackie.
Oh, hi, Jackie. What's your question?
I've been friends with a gentleman for about 23 years now since high school, and we just started dating, and he
mm-hmm.
really likes me a lot.
Yeah, well, what's not to like?
Kiss me yesterday, yeah, I mean, he's amazing, but when he tried to kiss me yesterday,
no,
I pulled
talking
away,
about you,
and
sweetheart.
I don't know.
No, no, sweetie, I was talking about you. Yeah, what's not to like with you? Go ahead.
Oh,
go ahead.
You're so sweet. So
all right, ask
when
the question.
He tried to kiss me yesterday, I pulled away, so I just want to know, is this something that's going to turn into a relationship or
okay. So here's the thing. Your instincts were totally, totally, totally correct by not letting him kiss you. And I'll tell you why. He's coming up reversed, okay? So he
mm-hmm.
may be coming across to you as like this big swinging dick success, and he's actually
mm-hmm.
not. He's going through a really rough time right now. And there's a lot of depression there, and he feels trapped, and he feels like his life is going nowhere, and he might even be going through an early midlife crisis, whatever it is. You can't be his psychologist, mother, lover, best friend, or safety net right now.
Okay.
So what you do instead is you know, if he challenges you on the idea of, well, why didn't you let me kiss you? Just say, we don't have that kind of relationship.
Okay.
We don't. And what I'm seeing here is that if you let this guy suck you in, then it's
mm-hmm.
going to take you a long time to break away from the relationship. Because, you know, he now may turn on his total A game. He may turn on the charm, in other words, and he may already have been doing that. But what I'm seeing here is that he is just not the right dude for you. And you can do way better than him. Okay?
Yeah.
I don't mind that you're friends. But it's funny because
mm-hmm.
he's there's a brokenness here with him. And
mm-hmm.
Jackie, you deserve so much better than that. So
okay.
like the last caller, remember how I said to the last gal
mm-hmm.
that the universe is showing you what you don't want? I think you're getting
mm-hmm.
that too.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
So there's
going to
be somebody else.
Oh,
thank
wait,
you so much.
Wait. You don't end up alone.
Oh.
Okay?
Oh, okay.
When I said what's not to like, I meant you, not him.
Okay.
And I just think that you're so oblivious to the men that are trying to get your attention that you don't even notice them.
Yeah.
That's what I think's going on.
Okay.
All right, Jackie girl.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 816 area code. Hello, 816. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Jessica.
Oh, hi, Jessica. What's your question?
Hi. So about a month ago, I got into an argument with someone I was seeing, and I wanted to know if, like, where his head is at and if things are going to improve with us.
Okay, so you said you got an argument with Steve?
No, with someone I was seeing.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misheard that. Okay. Now, do you know if the guy that you were seeing is a Aquarius, Libra, or Gemini?
I don't know.
Okay. Because what I'm seeing here is that this dude that you got an argument with, he deliberately started the argument.
Okay.
And if this is a dude that's his MO, he's not the one. So what I would do is I would ghost him. That you don't respond to him unless he actually makes a really huge effort to reach out to you. But I think you are dodging a bullet. I really do. Because the way this guy's coming up is he's coming up as a guy that he has a temper. And nobody can hold a grudge like this guy. So if you just kind of fade into the sunset and not do anything to reach back out to this guy, and when he reaches back out to you, tell him that your life's moved in a different direction and you wish him well. Because he's not the one. Not the one. You know, it's funny. By the way, very rarely on my program do I point out a dude that's the one. Okay? But I will tell you that I know for sure that he's not. Okay, now I gotta tell you, let me tell you a couple things. You have a power month right now in August, all right? Right connected with this power month is a card called the Lovers. Now, you have the card in a really amazing position because not only do you have the Lovers card, so you've got this card of you don't have to do it the hard way, and August is your power month, okay? And by the way, it resonates to a card called Strength or Courage in traditional tarot, right? So
you
have
this. Can I say that? Listen, this is a power month, and I just got a really amazing job this month as well.
Okay, all right. So it's already starting, right? Now, what it's saying is you got these three cards that are just freaking awesome. And if I was on a cell phone, I would actually text you the pictures of these cards because they are amazing. So you have this card that August is your power month. Then you have the Lovers card in the exact position for you to draw to you the exact right guy. And then the card after that is an extra card in my tarot deck. It's called the Master. And it literally means allowing the flow of the universe, allowing the flow of God to work through you, and that you are being guided to your soulmate, okay? You are being guided to the dude that you spend the rest of your life with. But it's not this guy you just had an argument with. The one you had the argument with, you've just dodged a bullet.
Okay.
Okay, and whatever you can do to use the identity of your new job to do any kind of networking, that's another way you might meet this guy. Because the thing is that I don't think you're aware of the men that are trying to get your attention.
I am. I'm not even going to try to sound conceited, but there's a lot of guys who are trying to get my attention right now, but I'm so stuck on this last guy that it's just...
Okay, the last guy is a little too complicated and has got a little too much baggage for you. And now the only reason why you found yourself attracted to him is because he didn't seem that into you initially. And he was a bit of a challenge. See, you don't have to do anything that you want in August the hard way. And the thing is that there's going to be a gentleman that finds you attractive that's actually going to make the effort to connect with you. And I want you to give him a shot. Don't immediately write him off like you usually do.
Okay.
Okay?
So did he not find me attractive or something?
Sweetheart, oh man, oh God, don't go there. Do not go there. I will tell you, you know why you got in an argument with him? He wanted to see how smart you were. Because you're attractive and because you do know how to flirt, doors fly wide open for you, okay? And what happens is that you throw the sexual and you throw your sexual energy out there first. And the thing is that attracts guys. But the reason you got in an argument with this last guy is it's not that he doesn't find you attractive, because he does find you attractive. He just wants to see how smart you are and what plans you have for the future and what your goals are for this lifetime, and that you're not going to be the kind – he doesn't want a chick that he marries and then she collapses her identity into his. Okay? It had nothing to do with how beautiful you are. It had to do with you guys have the same mindset. And when you didn't answer his questions or you didn't address this argument the right way, he wrote you off. Because he has a checklist of what he's looking for in a woman. And the being attractive is probably number three on his checklist. The first is you have to be as smart or smarter than he is. The second is that you have to have a very high spiritual understanding of right and wrong. And then third, does he find you attractive? And that is uncomfortable for you because you're used to the doors flying wide open because you're so pretty.
Yeah.
And you're charming. And so when somebody... Here's the funny thing. It would be like someone that was a supermodel. Let's say you're the supermodel, and you find yourself attracted to a gifted surgeon. Okay? Well, the gifted surgeon finds you attractive. But if there's nothing else besides you being beautiful for him to connect into, then it's not that he's trying to be cruel. It's just that he's looking for something different. You see?
I see, yeah. And there were things that he would say, like, in the beginning when we first started dating, he was just like, oh, I'm sure, you know, you get, like, everything you want and blah, blah, blah. And there are things I picked up on.
Okay, but
that.
Here's the other thing, is nobody gave this dude anything. He's worked really hard for what he has. So he tends to have a little bit of a chip on his shoulder about people that get to do things the easy way.
Yeah, I can sense that.
And it's not that he doesn't find you attractive. There might even be a part of him that is a little jealous of the fact that the universe and the stars have lined up for you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't want to compete with that. But I think you've dodged a bullet, personally, because I don't think he's the right fit for you. It's like just as soon as you do meet one of his criteria, he might change it just to mess with you. So you want someone that you feel most like yourself with, not somebody that you feel like you have to change anything in order to be appreciated and loved by them.
Okay.
Okay, sweetheart. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
See you later. Okay, bye. All right. You guys, I'll be right back.
Would you like a full session with Mona? Since 2002, Mona holds the professional and privileged psychic arts license through the city of Las Vegas. Mona is a life intuitive. When you recognize your potential, you will see that the universe always supports you with blessings. In this moment, awareness is everything. She will see what's going on with you and will let you know about potential opportunities and challenges in your current environment, and what's likely to happen if you stay in the same perspective. Sometimes you just need someone help you to untangle a specific situation. A full session with Mona has the ease of being with your best friend or favorite aunt. She helps you look forward so you may create your most authentic life. Mona will give you hope. Her website is mona.vegas and her phone number is 702-571-0461. Awareness is the key to everything.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.
All right, and I'm going to go to area code 631. Hello, 631. Who's this?
Hello, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. What's your question?
I'm wondering if you can tune into me and give me some insight about my empathic abilities, like what's going on with me right now. Like, I feel a change.
Okay, here's the interesting thing about kind of the energies going on right now is that you might be getting some really wacky impressions, but the wackiness is something that you're supposed to explore. So I got that without even looking at cards for you, is that there's something about the wackiness that's either clearing up some past stuff for you. But you've got this card here that talks about there's a disruption that you're either going through right now or about to. Now, the disruption might not be a bad thing. It just might be sort of an eye-opening, epiphany, earth-shaking thing. But what it's also saying here is you have a tendency, Nicole, to spend a lot of time by yourself, according to this, and that there are it seems as though you surround yourself with people that you either can't share your gift with, or that on the rare occasions that you actually talk about your intuition or your impression doesn't seem to fall on receptive ears. There's a card here that's talking about getting into your own sense of peace, all right?
Mm-hmm.
That you get to a point where you know when it's safe to talk about your intuition and when it's not. And when I don't mean safe like someone's gonna you know burn you at the stake or anything. What I'm saying is that there are people that are going to be supportive of your gift, and there are going to be people that you know whatever. Now the ones that seem to be giving you the raspberry when it comes to that, those are the ones I would avoid. All right, but it's also saying here that there's a getting into your own internal settling. Your own internal peace about your ability. So what I would recommend is there's some marvelous, and it's funny because I've been doing intuitive work almost my whole life, and been doing it professionally since 2002. But what's interesting is that I just now discovered these amazing YouTube videos about theta meditation. And then while I was looking at the theta meditation on YouTube, I found this one. It's an 8-minute video for clearing your chakras. And it is the coolest 8-minute video. And you can either watch the screen and see the symbols on the screen, or you can close your eyes and imagine that these energies are being cleared. But I have to tell you, these videos are making a world of difference with me, because it's helping me stay grounded. And what it's saying is that if you can just get through the next, say, 5 weeks, then you'll be back on track again, with October being your power month. So it's almost as if you're clearing up some old crap between now and, say, the middle of September. And then any new things you want to take on, I would launch them in October, because what it's saying right now is there's just too much sort of chaotic energies around you right now that you can't really tap into that true ability. Do you see what I mean?
Okay. So this is a real thing. Like, it's not just in my head. Like, I really, because even with the last caller, like, in my chest, and I wasn't sure if it was, like, you or her, like, it was just, like, I just felt something. I get this all the time. And at first I thought it was me. And I was looking into, like, you know, maybe I'm bipolar, like, but it's not that. You know, it's only when, you know, I'm around people with particular emotions that, you know, I feel certain things. So I just, you know, wanted to know, you know, what that was.
Well, so here's the thing. If I had gotten a hold of you at, like, 19, I would have told you to get your degree in psychology. And the reason I would have told you,
I have my bachelor's in psychology, and I'm in my master's program for clinical counseling. So, yeah.
Okay, then you're going exactly in the right direction.
Right.
Because now because the reason I'm saying that is that I actually think that you might end up, sorry, I have a little tickle in my throat. Hold on. Let me get some water here.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that you might write short films or a screenplay about a person's epiphany into their intuitive abilities.
Wow.
And
wow.
That is, it's like I could see you doing a short 20-minute film for the Sundance Film Festival that talks about, and it might even be something, it's like the psychic trigger. It's almost like that's the title, the psychic trigger. And that you realize all at once that what you do is way different than what most people do. You know, and there's an old saying, and it sounds a little crass, but here's the saying, is the one-eyed
mm-hmm.
man is king in a room of blind people.
Yeah.
Right? So
yeah.
The fact that you're going into exactly the right career path,
mm-hmm.
the other thing is that you can do clinical counseling, but then you could also be an intuitive that does readings for people based on getting right to the point. See, I have to tell you that I believe the difference between psychologists and psychics is that
mm-hmm.
psychologists will let you figure out what's going on with you. And they'll
right.
let you, it's like talk psychology till you own it, till you
right.
tap into it, right?
Yes, yes.
And then when
right.
you own it and tap into it, you're more likely to heal it, right?
Son. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a psychic, so when
right.
I sit with someone, I'm cutting through 6 months of therapy to tell them what I'm seeing.
Right,
and if they resonate
right.
with it and they agree with it, then they might actually get the short fix to that. And I also am intuitive enough to know if I'm the person they're supposed to be talking to or if they're supposed
mm-hmm.
to be talking to a therapist. And I have
right.
several amazing therapists here in Vegas that I refer people to when it comes to that. So,
right.
But you're totally on the right path, Nicole.
Okay,
you're going totally
okay.
in the right direction. My only one thing for you is that you spend a lot of time alone. Part of it is
do,
you don't
yeah.
like, well, wait a minute. Part of it is because you don't like a lot of people.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. I want you to find your group. I want you to find
mm-hmm.
your gal pals. I want you to find people
yeah.
that like three other two or three other people where you meet once every few weeks and you just
right.
really talk.
Right. So I like to be myself. I like for things to be genuine and you know that's
exactly
so easy
so,
to do.
So put yeah,
yeah
put that out so that it can be drawn to you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Nicole,
definitely.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you so
yeah.
much. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, so I've got somebody here from the 314 area code. Hello, 314. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Missy.
Hi, Missy. What's your question?
Well, I've just been listening. I would like to know what you get for me intuitively with my love life.
Okay. So,
and
Missy,
career, whichever one.
Okay, wait,
more.
Oh, sweetheart, which one do you want me to address?
Whichever one you get more of a
okay.
on.
No, sweetheart, which one do you want me to address? Because I'm going to go into whatever vibe you want me to address.
Maybe love life.
Okay. It's usually the first thing you ask that you want to know the most
exactly.
about. So, Missy, darling, how did you find my program?
Blog Talk Radio.
Okay.
The, and then
just
I go
the,
to live
up,
and then spirituality.
Oh, well, cool. Thanks for finding me. Okay, so, gal pal, what it's saying here is that you, and it's funny because you wanted to concentrate on love life, and what it's saying is that your love life manifests when you are working your dream career, which you're not
That's
quite
good.
Doing yet. Okay? As
yeah.
a matter of fact, it feels like you've been in jobs where people have sort of taken advantage of your all-in capacity, where you go to work and you're all in and you're doing the stuff and you're not paying attention to the politics and you're there to do the job and you're doing a great job and they can rely on you, and yet you don't really get recognized. And I think part of what's
That's
going
exactly
on here,
how I feel.
I know. So what it's saying
oh my God.
Is that you decide what's my dream career. And what it's saying here is you find someone that is so good at the thing you want to do that's who you try to work for. Okay? It's wow. It's like I want you to now, it's not like you getting hired by Donald Trump on Celebrity Apprentice, but it's sort of like that.
No, I understand.
Like there are a couple of amazing women here in Vegas that are they are the kick butt realtors here. They make magic happen. And if I was in real estate, that's who I'd want to work for. Because I'd want to find out exactly how they did it. That it's no issue
exactly
for them
how I
to
feel.
Make.
I didn't know how to word it. I feel like I'm
okay,
being taken advantage of.
Well, because
100%.
You go in with, okay, sweetheart, you go in with all the right attitude, and then you have all this to contribute, and they let you do all the stuff you can do, but you don't get recognized, you don't get rewarded, you don't get pay raises, you don't get promotions, and the thing is that they figure because you have such a good attitude that you're happy at it. So
that's
so
exactly how I feel.
I know. So what it's saying
is
that...
And I feel like if you ever said anything, then it's like, oh, then you have a bad attitude all of a sudden. Like, what's your, like,
so,
and then I don't
so
like that. I don't feel
so
like that's
what,
appropriate in the workforce, have a
okay,
bad
so
attitude.
Okay, so tell me, sweetheart, what are you doing for work now?
Well, I feel like I like my work now. I mean,
okay,
I
what
just
do you do?
Switched jobs. I'm a wardrobe specialist.
Oh, you
I like
are?
What I'm doing now. I just feel like, yeah, I like what I'm doing now. I just don't think that. I always do feel like that in the workforce. Like, I feel like I
okay,
am
so,
definitely.
Okay, so, wait, I have a question for you. Are you a wardrobe specialist for like, TV and movies, or are you a wardrobe specialist for like, a luxury department store like Nordstrom's?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, here's how you flip this. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. What you do... is after you've given someone a beautiful weekend ensemble, right? You give them your card and you say, refer people to me, because you get a commission based on that, which is great. And by the way, I think you're in a really cool place right now to now turn around and see if you can become a wardrobe specialist for, say, Paramount Pictures or something like that, where you actually become a professional wardrobe coach.
Oh my goodness. I've never even thought of doing it like that.
Because if
that's
you
such
just
a good...
Well, because here's the thing is that whatever you do in your part time feeds your job and feeds your commission structure. But the cool thing about it is when you become a wardrobe specialist, what you do is for $500 you go in and clean out somebody's closet and you give them a style.
Yeah.
But the cool thing about it is that you've just cleaned out their closet and you come up with a matrix of the perfect wardrobe in 100 pieces or less. That could be your book.
Interesting. I just never even thought of that direction that you could take it.
Right, but that's what it's saying,
like,
is that now you reach out. Wait, hold on. Now you reach out to real estate agents. I'm a wardrobe specialist.
It's funny that you mentioned that, because that's, like, who I would definitely probably want to reach out to.
Especially men.
Well, not men, because I only work for a women's line, but...
Okay, but sweetheart... what I'm trying to tell you is that you may be able to help men with their wardrobe by consulting through, say, the men's warehouse. So what you do is you work full-time at Nordstrom's for women, but then you go to the men's warehouse and say, I'd like to work with you,
guys. It's my department. The company I work for is only women, though. It's not
No, no.
Peter, no,
you're not hearing what I'm saying. You're not hearing what I'm saying, is that what you do is you get a part-time job at Men's Warehouse or whatever, another store that's not Nordstrom's, that you has a men's department, okay? And you only work there
okay.
One day a week, and then you approach men and say, I can be your wardrobe consultant. You see what I'm trying to say?
I understand exactly. No, I get it. Oh, my goodness. That's so interesting.
Okay,
because I have brothers, and I always do that.
Exactly. All I want you to do is I want you to own the fact that you have an amazing eye when it comes to a person's shape, what look good, what colors look good on them, what style looks good on them, and you create a whole image for them.
Yes.
And then they buy it through you and you get the commission.
But sometimes
all right, sweetie.
I gotta go.
Thank you, Missy.
Thank you very much.
All right, talk to you later. Bye. All right, I've got somebody here from the 408 area. Oh, let me get them on there. Hello, 408. Who's this?
Hi, Mona. This is Tina. How are you?
Oh, hi, Tina. What's your question?
So I live with this woman who blows hot and cold air, and would like to know what the underlying reason is, because I can't figure out if she's bipolar, or even though I've asked her before, I just can't figure it out. So she has moments with no trigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. So tell me about this relationship. Is this a roommate situation or is this a love situation?
No, roommate.
Okay, the only reason I say that is because this person, when she's out in public and she's dealing with complete strangers, can be very polite and charming, okay?
Mm-hmm.
What
mm-hmm.
you're seeing is her actual real nature.
Mm-hmm.
It's not you, it's how she's wired. So the more that you cannot take what she does personally, the more that you can just kind of flow with the idea that this is her stuff and has nothing to do with you. But I personally don't think this is a healthy environment for you.
Yeah, because she makes it look as if it's fault. And I don't do anything to trigger anything, because most of the time I'm in my room. And when you see her, sometimes she frowns her face. So I am an extremist. So it's either you like me or you don't. I don't know how to balance, so I'm not going to entertain, like, you act as if you are being nice and then hypocritical. I just don't know how to entertain it. Some people will smile and be like, oh, nothing is happening. I just don't know how. I'll just ignore you pretty much. So I'm like, okay, what is going on, woman? Because sometimes she will appear so nice, and then at a time, I'm like, what's going on with her? So when she opens up, I open up like a flower, and when she closes up, I also close up. You know, so I'm just like, okay, is it me or somebody?
Okay, no, sweetie, her behavior has nothing to do with you. But I will tell you that she doesn't like the idea that she's in a financial place that she has to share her living space in the first place. She would rather live by herself, okay? So let me start with that. Mm-hmm. The fact that you actually are the perfect roommate, but she's behaving, like, weird, this has nothing to do with you. It's all about her. The thing is that there's a part of her that wants you to get kind of sucked into her drama because in a weird way, you know, she's in on the other side of it too. She wants you to be her friend, but she wants you to be her friend without her being your friend back. It's like, it's very one-sided. So what I'm getting here is that it might be that you decide at the beginning of the month to give her your notice and say that I'm, you know, moving out at the end of the month. Okay, your phone broke up a little bit. I'm on a landline. I think you might be on a cell. What did you just say?
I said, this is my home. She's living with me, and I've had a lot of people.
Oh, okay. All right, so you're...
But I don't...
Okay.
She says she's waiting on a job.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not the type of person who get out of this place, you know? So I'm not sure if this job will come true for her or not. So,
well, it says there's a change coming in October, which is why I'm suggesting that maybe the first of the month you might say to her, so how's the job prospects going? And she'll let you know and say, well, I'm kind of thinking that you might want to find another place as of the first of October.
Okay.
And then she goes, are you kicking me out? And say, well, no, it's just that I have a family. You could even say, I have a family member, I have a friend that actually wants to take over the room that you're in. So, that may or may not be true, but you can just say, you know, I have plans for the room that you're in, which is not a lie. Mm-hmm. I have plans for the room that you're in. And I'm going to ask that you decide to find another place to live as of October 1st.
Okay. But she's not bipolar, is she?
Here's the thing. She just doesn't make the effort. And
okay.
I don't see her doing anything wacky here. But
mm-mm.
What I'm seeing here is the longer that she's with you, the more uncomfortable it's going to feel with her around. Do you see what I mean? It just
yes.
It feels
yes.
uncomfortable for her to be around. And you're not the only
mm-hmm.
one feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
true.
So what you say is on September 1st, you know, and she may fill you in anyway, but on September 1st you say, so how's the job search coming? And she'll
okay.
tell you. And then you'll say, well, that's good to know. I wanted to know because I'm going to have another use for your room as of October. So basically I'm giving you a heads up that I need you to move out by the end of October. Or sorry, by the end of September.
Okay.
Because what you're saying is not a lie. But if you don't feel at peace in your own home, then it may be time for you to just go ahead and let her know that you're going to do something else with that room in October.
Yeah.
It's
kind of weird. I've never seen anybody like this before in my entire life, and I'm an easygoing person.
Yeah, she's kind of odd, and you just feel like you just don't feel like yourself around her. You feel like you have to walk on eggshells around her, and that's the wrong kind of vibe.
I can't satisfy her. I don't come out from my room 99% of the time. I am in the room. So I just don't understand the attitude. And I've lived with two other people. No issue. They actually love me.
Yeah, well, what's not to like? Right. All right, sweetheart. All I'm trying to tell you is that it's not your imagination, but I think that the timing right now would be very, very good for you to just say, hey, I just want to give you a heads up. You can even do it now because she might get angry with you and move out sooner, which that would be okay. But what you say is that, hey, I just want to give you a heads up and I'm giving you plenty of time, but I'm going to have I have something else I need to do with that room as of October 1st. So I'm giving you all this time to find another place.
Okay.
Because she can't get any more wacky than she is.
Yeah, and her line of work does not support her attitude. So I'm just weirded out by her attitude at all.
Yeah.
If she makes you feel
uncomfortable. Okay, wait. If there's something about her that makes you uncomfortable, then the universe is giving you a favor,
it's a
gift.
My light is off. She will be saying hello, and she will be doing laundry by my bedroom. Like 12 midnight. I'm like, the laundry is there the whole day. And I'm like, I have sleeping disorder that I've disclosed to her. So one day it got to a point and she does it almost every day, laundry. It doesn't make any sense to me. So one day I got upset because I couldn't sleep. And I said, is there a reason why you stay at home the whole day and you choose to do laundry midnight around the time when you know that I have a sleeping disorder? Oh, I didn't know you said it's okay to do laundry anytime. I said, I don't remember saying that, but even if I said that, don't you think this is a little inconsiderate?
Okay.
And then
you don't have to give me the quote laundry list of her issues. What we need is the big global idea that she's not a good fit for the house. All right, sweetheart, thanks
That's
for the
true.
Call. See you later.
Much more.
Okay, bye.
Okay.
All right, you guys. I will be live again next Sunday. Thank you all for tuning in, and have a blessed and fabulous week.
What if 9 days could totally change your life? Mona has created the 9-day energy reset just for you. This life-changing ritual allows you to relax into your authenticity. Following the specific instructions in this guide, you will allow your specific and unique energy to shine through. You will create and attract the amazing opportunities the universe is prepared to deliver to you, and what you know in your heart you can have. Where great thinkers have initiated inspiration, this guide allows you to actively be engaged in the energy of attraction and love. It is the missing link to all you wish to attract to you. You can buy that extra latte today, or you can change your life today. Your life is a choice. Please visit 9dayer.com. That's 9dayer.com. Thank you for tuning in to Psychic View. Mona records this broadcast live each Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. The call-in number for the live recording of Psychic View is 347-850-1494. Follow Psychic View or The Mystic Mona on Twitter and Mystic Mona on Facebook for special broadcasts and announcements. Mona's app, Dice Wisdom, is available for iPhone and Android. Only $1.99 for all the questions you can think of right on your phone. Go to dicewisdom.com. Questions answered by Mona on this program are not a substitute for professional medical, legal, psychological, marital, or financial advice. Psychic View is presented for your entertainment and consideration. Mona is available for phone and in-person sessions in Las Vegas by appointment. Mona's website is mona.vegas, or you can contact her by dialing 702-571-0461. That's 702-571-0461. Thank you for tuning in today, and remember, Psychic View, because awareness in the present moment is the gift.
The Dice Wisdom app is an entirely new method of divination. Based on the casting of two regular dice, this entertaining app is a remarkable way to receive clarity on your questions. Easy to use, accurate, and thought-provoking, the Dice Wisdom app will provide you with the exact attitude, action, or energy to promote the most positive response to your query. Ask a yes or no question, ask about how to attract love, or simply tap the dice for daily meditation. Find out more at dicewisdom.com. Go ahead and roll the dice. Your life only gets better from here.